السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا المفتي عبد القادر صاحب تامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Isab, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Abba with good health. Isab, the first question is, when should Qailula be done? It's a good question. So,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Barakallahu Feekum, wa Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu Khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Before I respond to the question, three items. Today, the dollar is at 17.17. For those of you in the corporate world, you'll like to know this. So now after Fajr, when we come out, we listen to the news and we give you the latest news and the financial indicators. You see that? 17.17. For us here, Junaid Mota, Indonesia, Johannesburg, they say it will be the forecast, you know. They say it will be a nice summer's day. So now I went outside everywhere and the breathing, you see, was subhi idat anafas, in the morning when it breathes. So you will find the air, everything is different, you see that. So that is how we remain healthy with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And third one, again, I remind you, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah is Wednesday. And between Zuhur and Asr, the du'as are accepted. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, has mentioned this in Al-Adabul Mufrad and his hadith is sahih, wa sahahahu al-Shaykh al-Bani. And remember that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Battle of Khandaq, the trench made du'a after Zuhur and the du'as were accepted. Jabir radiallahu anhu reports and narrates, whenever he encountered difficulty, Wednesday afternoon he would make du'a and his du'as and supplications were accepted. So we believe in all this. So use these special moments and occasions. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qilu, fa inna shayatin la taqil." You must make Qailula. Why you must make Qailula? Because the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer and his cronies and comrades, they don't make Qailula. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Open Targhib wa Tarheeb and that by Allama Munziri Rahimahullah, you will find that we should make Qailula. Why? Then that will give us tawfiq to wake up for tahajjud and so forth in early part of the morning. So what time is Qailula? So it just depends on the season. So if it is winter, then you read your Zuhr Salat and then you just rest also. And if it is summer, then before Zuhr or after Zuhr, you see me, it is late afternoon, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, then I must get minimum 1 hour sleep. So I make intention of Qailula to its maximum, you see that. Hazaji Nawarallahu Marqadahu Jalalabadi, who passed away on a Friday, and in 1992 used to tell us in 1977 when we were there for the entire Ramadan, then Hazaji said, "Kabhi kabhi bas 5-10 minutes be late jana, it's not necessary, you must sleep. Just relax a little bit also, because sometimes your schedule don't allow you, and make intention, remember, of the siesta." What we call in English? Siesta. But don't say siesta and finish. Say, "I'm practicing on Sunnatun Nabawiyyah, on the Sunnah of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today the doctors, medical fraternity are telling you the benefits of it. Allah Jalla Wala taught us more than 1400 years ago." Chapter 3, Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. "In kuntum tuhibbun Allah." If you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. That also must be mentioned in the translation. What will happen? Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and we are sinners day and night, we committing sin. Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive you your sins too. That is a win-win situation, Jim.
Mufti Saab, what is the Shariat's masla? I have a plaster on my head. How should I make masa or wash my hands?
Remember that once your hand broke or fractured and they put that big plaster of Paris. I know my hand broke and so forth when I was very young, my left hand. So they put that and my colleagues, they used to come sign their names and all that there, you must remember. So then you just make masa. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha, chapter 2, verse 286. So now for wudu, you will wash your face. And then let's say it is your left arm and left hand. So your right hand, you wash it. And your left hand, you just make masa on it once also, it will suffice. And then you carry on with your wudu and so forth and so on. Similarly with ghusl, you have to take a compulsory bath and so forth. So then you just make masa on it and so forth, and you don't want too much water to go, so just wrap it up with the plastic, and then when you are finished, then you just make masa on it, and in that way everything is fine, and your wudu will be valid, and your ghusl will be valid. And Quran taught us chapter 2, then verse 286, Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. In Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Idha amartukum bi shay'in fa'atu bihi mastata'tum. When I command you to do something, do it to your best of your ability. So it's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So that is the Sharia and the ruling of the Islamic law and divine code.
Mufti Saab, I am pregnant. I would like to know what dua should I read in my pregnancy? And is there any special fruit that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked pregnant women to eat?
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala bless you with pious, pious children. So write down, my sister, my daughter. So now we're going to read du'as, all from Quran Sharif, right? And you must learn it, you must read it, and not only you and your hubby. And sometimes both of you must sit there together, Wednesday afternoon, tell hubby, du'as are accepted, come home if you got time. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Allah, and both of you make du'a. Habi make dua, you say Ameen. You make dua, Habi say Ameen. In any language, you just read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then you read the Durood Sharif, Salawat, you read in Namaz, in Salat. And then make dua in any language. Now write down. Chapter number 37. And that is after Surah Yasin. So the surah is verse Safat, verse 100, the dua of a Nabi, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious offspring children. And second translation, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me normal children. Today, how many challenges the people face, Down syndrome and autism and what things we never heard about. Allah make easy, you see. So Surah 37, verse 100. Next one. So now chapter 3, verse 38. Dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. Now he's married, he's in his old age, his wife Alicia, she's also in her old age, and they bear no children. So see Surah 19, Surah Maryam, how he begs, petitions, Almighty Allah, right in the beginning. وَهَنَا الْأَذْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. Ya Allah, my bones are gone weak and brittle. Ya Allah, my hair is gone grayish and whitish. What did God to do with the dua? To show Ya Allah, I'm begging you humbly, I am your Nabi, selected by you, Ya Allah, to set precedent for humanity and posterity. Now two du'as are enshrined in the Quran. Write it down, my sister. Chapter 3, verse number 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Zakariya alayhi salam begging Allah, Ya Allah, grant me such offspring that will be pure and chaste. Today, how many parents can say their sons and daughters are pure and chaste? How the police in South Africa, we have crooks and we got murderers and rapists, some of them. So our children today are spoiled brats, remember that. Majority of them. And when they go to high school, college, university, their virginity is gone in most cases. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant me from your side such offspring and children that are pure and chaste. No drugs, no woman, no men and girlfriend and boyfriend and toy boy and joy boy and mistress. Innaka sami'u du'a. Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to the du'as. You accept the du'a. Sami'u du'a, your literal meaning, so you listen to it. Real meaning, you accept the du'a. Sami'u Allahu liman hamida. Literal meaning, Allah heard the one who praised him. Real meaning, Allah accepted the one who praised him. So Dimagh Sharif be ayah, our Ustad would say. So Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, they passed away. He said, it came in your Mubarak brains. You see that? You know that Muhammad Salim Kareem, our Ustad, Allah blessed them this, to make these kind of statements. Second one, nice in his old age. You see that? Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam and his wife, Alisha. No children, but they want a son. Not for inheritance. Anbiya, there's no inheritance. نَحْنُ مَعَاشِرُ الْأَنْبِيَا لَا نَرِثُ وَلَا نُورَثُ مَا تَرَكْنَاهُ فَوَ صَدَقَ. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. We are the group of prophets and messengers. We don't inherit and nobody inherits from us. What we leave behind will go in charity. So now what we want? So he is asking Allah, Zabi Zakariya alayhi salam, chapter 21, verse 89. Surah Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 89 in the 17th Subara. 17 Jews. Rabbi la tadharni fardaw anta khairul warithin. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone, Ya Allah. Grant me the best of heirs. The heir, my son, will carry on with my mission and my message. Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of His grace, benevolence, mercy, blessed him with Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Father Zakariya alayhi salam and son Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. The son Zakariya alayhi salam. Astaghfirullah. The son Zakariya rahimahullah. You see that? And the father Yahya rahimahullah. So Hazrat Shaykh is the son. So he is Zakariya. But his father was Yahya. So rahimahullah. Alayhimu salam. This is a mistake now. That is only for Anbiya and Prophets and Messengers. We must remember that. We clear now? So it's the fourth one. So which dua you must read? Ibadur Rahman, chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. You look at your son, your daughter, they bring joy to you. Somebody asked me, how's your wife? I say, she's getting younger by the day. You see? So you must remember. So he had a good laugh. You see, but you looking young. I say, my wife, give me a nice mem and chow. You see that? So therefore, we look young also. So like that, you must compliment them also. So fourth one. So is which one? Now you daughter, my sister, 3 months gestation, 5 months pregnancy. The fear you have, what will happen if you have a miscarriage, then what? So don't allow this type of negativity to enter your brains. So read chapter 13, Surah Ra'd, after Surah Yusuf, verse 8. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad. Only Almighty Allah knows what the woman is carrying, boy, girl, twins or triplets, what complexion, what color eyes, hair, all. Only Allah knows. And what contraction, expansion takes place, who knows? The gynecologist, the doctor, the physician, no. They just do guesswork also. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Everything by Allah is with precision. You see that? So we must read these 5 verses. Husband, wife, I gave you all the references. This last one, chapter 13 and verse number 8. You got it now? So now you must remember, you're asking about fruits. So which fruit? Yesterday somebody came here and they brought mangoes. You see that? I knocked about how many mangoes? 2 or 3. They're very nice, with small ones, you know. So what must you read when the mangoes come, the leeches come, and all these good goodies come? So say, hadith is sahih. Allahumma barik lana fi thimarina. Ya Allah, give us barakah in our thamar, in our fruit, and so forth. You see that hadith in Mishkat Musnad Ahmad. So the ulama have written that you must eat all this, you understand, melons and so forth and so on. Another thing that our people got is not in Quran or hadith, is amal. So that is that if you want a son, read Surah Yusuf. If you want a daughter, read Surah Maryam. It's not a sunnah, but it is permissible. So these are the 10. Every day give out charity, sister, brother. Allah will bless you with pious, pious offspring, inshaAllah Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, I'm devastated, a newly married person. My husband is addicted to pornography. What should I do?
Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Remember that in this day and this age, how many examples we have of this? People complaining, young and old, that the father is 60, 70 years old, that the marriage has started and the husband is now addicted to porn and so forth and so on. So you see, we need to realize 4 or 5 things. Number one, we have to do some critical analysis. Allah forbid, it mustn't happen to anybody. So while you, the person is watching porn, and now the Malakul Maut comes, angel comes. So I'm asking you what you will say. Is that a good death or a horrible, terrible death? And death will come anytime our Imam Fajr time read, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. And no person knows where he or she will pass away. So the death can come suddenly also, remember that. So therefore, there's the first question we need to ask ourselves. Second one, that what example are we for our children, for our wife or the husband and so forth. Sometimes both of them get addicted, you must remember that. So this is the kuffar way. They want to divert us away from our real purpose on this earth. Quran Kareem calls it, وَالَّذِينَ هُمَا لِلَّغْوِ مُغْرِدُونَ. That remember that you must shun and turn away from all these haram, futile activities and so forth and so on. So that is the second one. Third one, Quran Kareem teaches us Surah number 24, Surah Nur, and verses 30 and 31. So most places in Quran, Allah addresses the men and then finish. The women are understood. Inna nisa'a shaqaiqu rijal, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. The same law that applies to the men will apply to the women. But some places where it's very important, Allah Ta'ala makes it, you understand, mentioned it separately. So Surah Luqman, chapter 31, and the last verse, and that is verse 34. You see that, chapter 31, verse 34. We don't know where we will die and how we will die and so forth and so on. And thereafter, remember, Quran says for the men, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men that they must lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and protect their private parts. And tell the believing women, same thing, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغُدُّوْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظُنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. And then they must guard their private parts and lower their gazes. Human nature is such. Last week I gave you news. In our schools in South Africa, 10-year-old, 11, 12, 13-year-old girl, thousands of girls are impregnated, either by the teachers or either by fellow students in that. How can all this happen? How? You see, you don't know the history. But I know very well because it was my first holiday. I went to study in Karachi in 1974. There was no TV, nothing in South Africa. The Boere, the Afrikaner, they had some religion in them, you know. And therefore, they kept on delaying it. When I went to Pakistan, everywhere I saw TV, I was amazed, you know, and these type of things. I said, Pakistan is beating South Africa and so forth. Even in cell phones, they got cell phone much long before us, you must remember that. So they had it in the 90s, early 90s. We only got it mid-90s or something like that. So 76, when I came, then I saw that people here are gone mad. Breakfast in front of the TV, lunch in front of the TV, supper in front. So human nature is this. That what you see, you want to try. So these young boys and girls, they see. You see, tatama chance, you see. Let us make try ball, you see. So let us put the rifle inside, you see. And then she gets pregnant. He buzzes away, the boy. Now you left with the problem. Now you, as a husband, you involved and addicted. You can't tell me that when you are fulfilling your conjugal relationship with your wife, You're thinking of your wife. No. You're thinking of that prostitute. You're thinking of that street lady. You're thinking of that war. You must remember WHORE. And you're fantasizing of her. That absolutely haram and so forth. And then when your wife doesn't want to do anal and oral and all that, which is haram, then you, the man, I don't say all, but many will try and go and get it done somewhere else. Escort agency, you know, in South Africa, everything is available at a price. So think it is self-destruction and you're causing harm to yourself, causing harm to your wife, causing harm to your children, causing harm to your health, everything. Everything is negative, you must remember, and you will never find peace. That, remember that in haram, Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah wrote, every book of his a masterpiece. I used to sit there in the library, they had a wonderful library, and used to allow us to go there. So I used to read all his books there, you see. Guna be lazzat. Perpetrating sins and crimes, but there's no real pleasure in it. That pleasure that you have, it is the waswasa and whisperings of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. So we should all think that we all are guilty, that we see women and we see this, hardly anybody, illa masha, Allah lower the gaze. But if we start lowering our gaze for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then we will experience the true halawatul iman. That is the true sweetness of iman. I heard the big mashayikh of tasawwuf, of tazkiyah. They said, look at this verse. Chapter 24, verse 31. I am guilty, you guilty, 99% of us are guilty. I'm not speaking of porn, I'm speaking of looking at the opposite gender. So remember, it starts from there. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. You see that? So tazkiyah. So you have to lower your gaze, then you protect your private part, and that is the purest form. So that is your starting point of tasawwuf, of tazkiyah, of leading a pure and a chaste life, and so forth. But the Zionists and the enemies, therefore Hitler sorted them out. You must remember, Hitler did very good. He did very good. He told the Jutlas, you haramis, you here in Germany, and you want to charge my people, you understand, exorbitant rates of interest? Echan yele rechma, come to fix you all up. And then you bring about homosexuality and all that here. You want to corrupt the morals of my people. You bring about pornography here, and you controlling the media and the film and arts industry. So these were the three main things that made him Hitler's head turn against the Jutlas. And don't let any Jew or Zionist tell you anything else. So he was justified 100% in this to fix them up. You must remember that. So that is what we are doing today. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. The house is burning because of the lamp in the house, because of our vices. And then last one, always read. We all are guilty. Don't think that we are holier than thou. The sins will differ, but as far as sin go, we all are guilty. So always read. Allahumma hassin farji, sitram da harami, pedophile, rapers, how many women he was busy with, all that. So for them is nothing. They don't have to worry because they're haramis. We are Muslims. We know that what Islam is teaching us. So always read this dua mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh, beloved Allah, that you fortify, protect my private part. You, honorable sister, that person's wife who's involved in those unsavory activities, daily start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin. Take the works of Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Rahimahullah. And that is Fazail A'mal and so. And every day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, read. If you are sincere, inshallah, Allah will turn the tables around. Allah have mercy on us and our youth and the Ummah and Muslimah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Sahab, if your clothes are napak, impure, and you sit somewhere or sleep on your bed, does your bed or everything on which you sat will become napak?
Remember, Islam does not work like that. Islam works like this. that now on your clothing, now you finish husband-wife relationship, right? You got your pajamas on, you got your underwear on, all that there. So now where the napaki is visible, whether it is wet or dry, but you know it is there. So that portion is napak. So now you go and sit on the chair. You go and sit on your bed. You go. All that places are not napak because there's nothing there visible there. So we must know it works with visibility. That way you can see the napaki, so that portion there will be napak, impure, and najis, and so forth. Where it is not visible, you must remember that there it won't be. Otherwise, the whole day you'll be washing the whole thing there. A person yesterday told me, you understood? He said that he was sure that some drops of urine fell, you must remember, on his foot, on his leg, like you see. So I told him, just wash that, you see. He said, no, but I walk here, I walk here. I said, there's no sign of urine there. So you must, one drop fell, two drops fall. You don't have to go wash the whole house now, and this type of things there. So in Islam, everything is done within our power, ability, capability, capacity. So that is how you work. And in Usulul Fiqh, all of you sisters especially, with your menses and all that, this is the law you should remember. Al-hukmu yaduru. Al-hukmu yaduru bil-illati hujudan wa adama. So the verdict will be rotating with that rationale. Hujudan wa adama. When there's full flow, that will be your menses. And when there's this, you know, your store, all your this spotting and so forth, and then you get full flow, so your full flow will be your menses, and that starting will be your istihada. Al-hukmu yaduru bil-illati hujudan wa adama. It's a great usul to remember. So similarly, yeah, as well, you remember where the napaki is, that is napak. They don't mean your blanket got napak. You don't have to wash the whole blanket now. The portion where the napaki is, that portion you have to wash. Simple example.
Mufti Sahab, I feel like I'm losing hope. What should I read or what should I do?
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. He was one of the greatest sahaba. After Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhum, then he Sayyidina Ali, Fatiha Khaybar, Haydar Iqarrar radiallahu anhu warda karramallahu wajah. The people came and asked him, this, if you want a reference, open it. I received that magazine from Libya, Ar-Risala. Libya is finished now. In the good old days of Gaddafi and so forth. So they used to have some excellent books. The book's name was called Al-Risala. So there they have mentioned it. People came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda and asked him, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat and verse in the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, gave you the most motivation, inspiration, O Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala? What did he say? He said, go and read chapter 39, verse 53, Surah Zumar. Chapter 39, verse 53. Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying, Qul, Ya Rasulullah, you inform the people and tell them this is what Allah is saying. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh, my beloved servants who went beyond the limits. We committed this crime, that crime, that crime. So don't look at your crimes and sins. Look at Allah Jalla Wala's mercy. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Verily Allah will forgive all the sins. So for us as Muslims, my brother, sister, Su'ul dhanni billah is haram. We can never become negative with Allah. Husnul dhanni billah is farz and wajib. Always remain positive. We must learn to speak to Allah. Say, read with me now, all you listeners. Chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, Surah Araf, verse 151. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Ya Allah, exclusively, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. People will condemn us. People will criticize us. Don't worry about them. Ya Allah, I know you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Envelope me in your mercy, Ya Rabbul Alameen, Ya Rahman Rahimin. and your life will change. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.